Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Activists remove Interfor clear-cut survey markings in the Tacoosh Valley. The Forest Action Network officially launched its campaign to de-survey active clear-cut logging in the recently protected Great Bear Rainforest. Six volunteers are removing flagging tape marking clear-cuts and road boundaries and painting over survey markings using special camouflage tree marking paint just ahead of International Forest Products logging crews in the remote Tacoosh Valley. The Tacoosh is one of the most important grizzly salmon watersheds in the Great Bear Rainforest, and many environmental groups have called for its protection. So far, the activists have almost finished desurveying two planned clear cuts. According to a survey released by the Forest Action Network in April, approximately 80% of logging in the Great Bear Rainforest is still clear cutting, despite promises to the contrary made by the British Columbia government 1 year ago. In addition, logging is ongoing in numerous pristine valleys and other intact areas, and to date, not a single area has been protected. Hopefully, our desurveying campaign will draw attention to the ongoing destruction unresolved by the much-touted Great Bear Rainforest Agreement, states Forest Action Network's Robin Green. At the same time, we hope it will encourage dinosaurs like Interfor to stay out of old-growth forests. For further information, please call the Forest Action Network, 250-799-5800. That's 250-799-5800. Or you can send email to fanbc@fanweb.org. That's fanbc@fanweb.org. Costa Rican study shows cloud forests drying up. Felling trees has a sky-high price. It drips, says ecologist Robert Lawton, describing the Costa Rican cloud forest, and it's plastered with plants of all sizes climbing over each other. Stand still for long and they're growing on you. Now the lush life he describes may be threatened. Satellite pictures show that deforestation at the foot of the western Costa Rican mountains is drying out swirling summit mists. When warm, wet trade winds blowing off the Caribbean are forced upwards by the mountains, they cool and condense into a damp fog. This supports 7,358 square kilometers of forest at heights above 1,500 meters. When agriculture has eroded lowland forests, the fluffy cumulus clouds that feed the forest peaks no longer form, Lawton of the University of Alabama in Huntsville and his colleagues report. Water evaporating between the trees normally lowers the air temperature. In its absence, air is warmer and has to be lifted higher before it cools into mist. It's extremely worrying, says conservationist Phil Bubb of the Tropical Montane Cloud Forest Initiative in Cambridge, England. The findings may explain why the base of the cloud forest has begun to dry out, killing many species of frogs and toads. If lost, the forest would take more unique plants and animals with them. The peaks are isolated nests of biodiversity. Species of orchids might be found in only one mountaintop, says Bubb. Cloud forests also channel clean, fresh drinking water to people in towns below. Tropical cloud forests on the mountain ranges of Central and South America, Africa, and Asia face similar fates. Trees are being cleared apace in these countries to make plantations and animal pasture. Most of lowland Costa Rica has already been cleared. Lawton teamed up with atmospheric scientists to photograph cumulus clouds across Costa Rica and neighboring Nicaragua using the Landsat geostationary environmental satellite. Atmospheric models confirm that clouds which form above a treeless landscape form at a greater height than those over forest. Declining species and mist in the Costa Rican rainforest have previously been attributed to climate change warming air over the sea, explains Alan Pounds of the Monteverde Cloud Forest Preserve and Tropical Science Center in Costa Rica. Deforestation complements this idea, he thinks. Removing a buffer of trees may exacerbate global warming's effects. The satellite findings show that conservation plans must now take into account the entire landscape. You can't create a series of parks and expect biodiversity to be preserved, says Pounds. The story was written by Helen Pearson of Nature magazine, and you can find their website at www.nature.com. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come and buy,